We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Chof Amud Beis on the bottom, last line. Ein Maskirim Lehem Batim Beretz Yisrael, Ve'ein Tzarech Loim HaSadas. We learned in the Mishnah before, in Allah sell property to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, because there's an Issa Loisachonim, you shouldn't give him Chaniya Bekarka. What are renting something, renting a house to a goy? So the Mishnah says, you can't rent a house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Gzeira. Gzeira Otu Mechira. The ain't tzarich loy masadas. It's pashut, a field you can't rent. We'll see why a field is worse. We'll see why it's worse. A field's always worse than a house. We'll see why. So that's an Eretz Yisrael. Uvesuria. Uvesuria is a place that's north of Eretz Yisrael, and David HaMelech captured it, but it was called a kibush yachid because he didn't use. It wasn't al pi adibur. It wasn't with the 600,000 yidden. So it's called kibush yachid. So machlokes, that's called a kibush or not. So it's a more cool digger place. So with Surya and Tapach of Alf and Alf, Maskirun and Batim, you could be Maskabatim, Allah saw this, because we said Sadas is always worse. So here you can Maskabatim, and not Geyser Otu house of selling a house in Eretz Yisrael. But Sadas you can't do. Uve Chutz Laretz, and in Chutz Laretz, Moichun Lehem Batim, Umaskirun Sadas the Rameya. And Chutz Laretz, you're allowed to sell Batim, even allowed to sell Batim. And you're only allowed to be maskir sodas. So it comes that even chutz laretz is a shikla issa. You're not allowed to sell sodas in chutz laretz out to Eretz Yisrael. Divrei Ameya. So free Ameya, the progression is like this. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't rent anything. And in Surya, you could rent batim and not sodas. In chutz laretz, you could rent everything, but you can't sell batim. You can sell batim, but you can't sell sodas. Divrei Ameya. Rabbi Yossi is more cool. He goes up one step. He's more cool in one step every step of the way. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Biyam Machlekes. Rabbi Yossi, in Eretz Yisrael, masculine and batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you're masculine and batim. You can be masculine and batim, Eretz Yisrael. I'm a loy sodas. So right away, in Eretz Yisrael, he says, you're allowed to be masculine and batim. You're not selling. You're allowed to rent it, but not sodas. Or if you're a moichin and batim, you can sell batim. Or masculine and sodas. You could rent sodas. You can sell everything, even sodas you can sell, houses you can sell already in Syria, you can even sell sodas. Even in a place where you could rent a house, for example, in Chutzlar is a Kuliyama, you can rent someone a house, and in Syria, the Kuliyama, you can rent a guy a house, but you can't rent it to a guy to live in it. Why? Because he brings into it Avodah Zarah. It says in the pasuk, that's a new thing. You can now bring a teiva in Beisecha. It sounds like from here that even in Chutzlar, you now rent a house to a guy. The shaila is, why today could you rent a house to a guy? That's a shaila in the Rishonim. We're very bothered by this. How you allow to rent? What made it bring Avodah Zarah into the house? So it could be today the Avodah Zarah is not so nafitz. That would be the reason why. It's more cool, like in the Rosh and the Ran, they both talk about this. And he said, it could be, it's more cool. He says, the Rosh is Tema, Aman Shinogu Idna, Het to Lahaska Batim, Levis Chavim. Vav Pishmacha Sechavis Chavim, Somat Lemisasa. They do bring it, the Rosh saying was, the Matthias was, but they were about to die, they ruined the Galach, and it came in Ravad Azara. So, Lechaira, Hayla, I do that. So, he says that it could be. So he brings down a whole the sefta, and he says that here, since it's not bekfias, so therefore it's not a problem. Only if it's bekfias, always all the time, is it a problem. Since it's not bekfias, then it's mutter. So that's what he says, and that's one pshat. But oh, another pshat he says, nehidli don skiris lekanya kimish yara umis tekifa over the name skiris yemem kemecher. So another pshat he says is that in the goyish courts, skiris is like a mecher. So therefore, it's not our house anymore. That's what's not a problem. Bringing a vayizar. What's the whole problem of renting a house to a goy? Because he puts a vayizar into our house. Because we hold skiris is not kanya. It belongs to me still, not him. Zok the Rosh, in their dinim, it belongs to them. So therefore, it's two mahalchim why he says you're allowed to have today. You're allowed to rent the house to a goy. First of all, the only bring of Avodah Zarah Shas Misah serves as Shkafarlach. Second reason is because Yad Chavim Tekifa, and they hold that's called a sale. Okay. Ends the Mishnah like this. Chomokim Liyaskleris HaMerchitz. You're not allowed to rent the Merchitz. Your Merchitz, you're not allowed to rent to a goy. Since everyone knows this is Goldstein's Merchitz, and he sees open on Shabbos. So you see, what's the pshat? Yeah, he hired goyim to run his merchitz, as you say. So it's a maris ayin, and therefore you're not allowed to have a merchitz open on Shabbos. So for example, someone has a grocery store, a taxi, he's goyim driving. So you say, oh, what's wrong? It's goyim driving. No, we think it's your shliach, your business, and your business is open on Shabbos, we're goyim driving for you. That's a problem. Nikra Shema Grashi says, Ba'aroya shemechamim m'shabbos, if someone sees it, it's being warmed up on Shabbos, to the merchitz, oyim shabalonim shluchan shayisholein, and therefore it's maris ayin. So we have three parts of our Mishnah, and we're going to concentrate on the first part and the last part of the Gemara. So the first part of the Mishnah was, we know we're not allowed to sell a house in Eretz Yisrael or a property in Eretz Yisrael, because lo sechonim, our Mishnah Mechadish is to rent a property to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, and kol shekein sadis. That's the first line in the Mishnah. My ein tzarich lo mesadis. What does it mean that sadis is pashut? Ile Mishnah Nisbatarti, a sada in Eretz Yisrael, when you sell it to goy, you have two asurim, lo sechonim, and also you'd be mafkiyat from meiser. Because now you sold them, it's not going to have too much meiser anymore. So sadis is a kosher gain that it's a bigger gzera, because it's a bigger issa to sell a sada. Therefore, it's posher, you can't rent a sada because it's up to that. So why is it two things? Ilam shu this beitarati chod lechenias karka. B'chod lechom afko le meiser, yochi batem nami, yikitarati chod lechenias karka. Number one, you'd be oikav lechenias karka, b'chod lechom afko le mezuzah. If you sell it to mafko le mezuzah, there's two things by the house also. And for the Gemara of Rav Sharshia, mezuzah choy v'sadarhu. It's not considered mafkia a house for mezuzah. Mezuzah, a house is not chayav a mezuzah. If you live in the house, it's chayav a mezuzah. So because you're not living in the house, it's not chayav a mezuzah. So therefore, it's not called mafkia anything. If I have a house sitting there, and I don't need a mezuzah on it, so now that I sell it to go, I was mafkia, I'm not living in the house anyway. But if I maisi, chayav, even if no one lives there, you chayav maisi, no, if you don't use it. Huh?
Why should it be any different than mezuzah? Mezuzah only if you
live
there.
Right.
Meiser. You don't own it now.
You still chayav meiser. No, you own it. You own it. No. You own it. The problem is right now, you own it right now.
No, you're
mafkia. By selling it, you're being mafkia the mitzvah. Buy a house. If you yourself, Rabbi Yitzchak owns 10 houses. You only live in one, and the other 9 you don't rent out, and you don't live in it. You don't keep anything there. You don't need a mezuzah on it. Mashiach, if you have 10 fields and you have enough apples that you don't need apples, you still have to take meiser. Apples, are the Elon is the bottom.
Rent out to sale.
What wrong is that? When you sell a thing to a guy, you're over two asurim. When you sell a house, you weren't over the Isra of mezuzah. Because it never was chayiv mezuzah. You didn't live there. Never was chayiv mezuzah, therefore it's not cool afka. Mezuzah chayiv sadar was a very big aside. Mezuzah chayiv sadar here. And Tais goes into the whole discussion to show that mezuzah is chayiv sadar, and therefore Tais wants to know, does it have to be your house as well? Does it have to be your house also? Or a soicher, a guy who rents, and he lives there, is he chayiv mezuzah the raisa or not? It would sound like this Gemara, maybe, yeah, chayiv sadar. Tais says that you need two components. It has to be yours also. And therefore, a soicher, according to Tais, is only chayiv midrabanan. Well, it's a whole shayla lahalacha. If it's soicher, it's chayiv midrabanan or not. That's definite. The soicher is not chayiv until 30 days, according to the Shulchan Aruch. But there's a tzad that if you rent it for a whole year, you chayiv right away. Obviously, it's not our sugi, you have to go into mezuzah. But that's what we mentioned here, Zaytik Mezuzah. This Tais is actually a bigger Sayyid in Mezuzah. Back to our Gemara. So it comes out, Sadois have two, if you sell a Sadi, you have two Asurim. Therefore, we're much more makbid on the Maskirim. So it says, A Maskirim Batim Eretz Yisrael, the Kosh can Sadois, and for sure you can't rent Sadois. Otu Mechira. Renting, if you rent a Sadi, by the way, you're a Mafkir Maisa. You know why? If you rent a Sadi, you still have a Maisa. So you were a Mafkir. But only if you sell it. That's also a Voyant Taisis. Zotim Maravaita. Besura. It goes down a level. Maskirim batim, you let him ask about. I'm loy sodas. Now, what's the pshat? Maishtam bechir deloi, mishum. Why can't you sell a house in Surya? Sell why is a house? Teretz mishum bechir deretz Yisrael. Yachim bechir is nami nigzar otu eretz Yisrael. Zot the Gemara. That's not shver. Why? Why is bechir is otu eretz Yisrael? Only a gzera. Otu bechir. So he goof for gzera, but now nikkav nikkav gzera gzera. You're not going to make gzera gzera. Therefore, in Surya, you don't have to ask a schiris or to schiris eretz Yisrael, because schiris eretz Yisrael is only gzera. So that's a gzera gzera, and therefore it's not aser in Surya. So the more of it is schiris says that schiris is only gzera. We're not going to make gzera gzera. Pray the Gemara. But schiris soda the besurya the gzera gzera v'kagaz ridan. It's said by soda you do. You now rent sodas. That's also gzera gzera. Sodas there it's a shawl is only gzera to selling, and here it's auto that. So it's also gzera gzera. So why can't you rent a soda in Surya? Right, the Gemara. Vaskiris soda the besurya gzera gzera v'kagaz ridan. Zok tumah hasmav gzeri. Rameir, according to Rameir, the first sheet in the Mishnah, it's not a gzera. We're changing now. Kesava kibush yachach me kibush. Really. Surya is considered kibush yachash mei kibush. It's really considered like Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you can't rent a sada. You know why? Sada is b'tahati goes rei rabbanon or to selling a sada in Surya. Now I'll sell a sada in Surya. Batim less b'tahati goes rei rabbanon. Batim is only one, it's only one thing that didn't make a gzera. So it comes out of chiddush. So why not? If Surya is Eretz Yisrael, why not? But let's speak out what you already jumped the gun. You already have, but let's speak it out what it is. And Surya was saying that you're not allowed to sell a karka. You're not allowed to sell a house either. You're not allowed to sell. But renting was saying, renting of a house, we don't make exera. Renting of a sada, we make exera, because there's two things, chaniya bekarka and maisa. Shaz, why taka different? There it's all, we make a exera, you can't sell, you can't rent batim. So why is different? Zokt the marsha, it's really a rashi. Rashi says, miulo echmo rabbanon lemigza schir is the batim ato mechira. That's what he said. We didn't say why. Zokt the marsha, the reason is because Surya is more kuladik. And he also has to explain why. He says, the lashon of the marsha is, The Svila is Surya Eretz Yisrael. He lo echmo baligza b'chada k'may Eretz Yisrael gufa. The aim is kirim bat lo have elachada. It says they weren't machmas so much. Again, they don't say what. So the Mefarshim speak out. Already the Rashba and already others speak out that Surya. Those who know learn Masechtas Gittin recently in the Daf Yud Yudalef area, it says that Surya is similar to Eretz Yisrael in three ways and not similar in all three ways. Even though Surya is kibush yachash mei kibush, it's not exactly like Eretz Yisrael. It has certain kulas and therefore more mekel. But ayin kisvei kilas Yaakov. From the Stipler, that has other speaks about this this story a little bit. Ayin Chom. Zot Gemara Vayta. Bechutzlaret. So now we're going down the third dagger. Chutzlaret. What does Tanakama say? In Chutzlaret, you could sell batim and you could rent sadas, but you can't sell sadas. So already that you can't do. My timer. Now sadas is beit. Don't want to say my timer, but it means my timer. Sadas beit harati gozer ba'abonam. Sadas has two. You guys are to that. Batim less butarti legozru rabbanon. Batim and don't have two things legozru be rabbanon. You're not geyser rabbanon. So it comes out that here you make by sadas that has two things. You make exer. My shaking there. You don't make exer.
When you rent out to go in your field,
mm-hmm.
You have a chayis.
Meiser. You have to give meiser. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have to tell the goy when you're renting it.
Yeah. 8%
of the produce.
Right. There's a tzad, even if a goy buys something that is still chayv meiser, then it's not the Israel's problem, but it's still be chayv meiser. So Shaila, Chlag the Gemara, if Kiyom Vachom, someone who buys from that goy has to take meiser. Because the machlaik is if ain king of Vachom buys your lafkia or not. That's the machlaik. But the schir is definitely not mafkia, definitely chayv meiser. So that's the sheet of Rameir, very clear. Now, what's Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi goes up a darga. He says he's makel on every level. He's makel. Rabbi Yossi and Eretz Yisrael maskirim lehem batim. He says maskirim lehem batim and loy sodas. That means batim you're allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael. What's the pshat? My time of sodas betarati goes rabbanon. Batim less betarati loy goes rabbanon. But batim don't have two things loy goes ubahu rabbanon. Uver surya meichrim. It's the next level. Says with surya. Is moichrim batim umaskirim sodas. So you're allowed to sell a house and you're allowed to maskir sodas. So obviously, if you can sell a house, obviously it holds kibush yachal shmei kibush because you're selling something here. Vasurim moichrim, my time, because I'm a kibush yachal shmei kibush. But sodas, betarati, gozu rabbanam, they geyser. But unless betarati, they gozu rabbanam, they weren't geyser. By the way, you see from all these gemaras that at the end of the day, we do a little exera here because we do schiris of Surya otu schiris of Eretz Yisrael and schiris of otu mechira. We do exera lemaisa. The gemara came out before dim shara mei. Now it's exera. The shara mei was dim shat. That's kibush yachas mekibush. Tomorrow you could go back to exera. Of a chutzlar it's meifrim. My time. Why do you sell fear? Basically, you're allowed to sell chutzlar. No problem. What's the reason? My time. Kiven the merchik since very far. Loigazvin. You don't like geyser otu. Eretz Yisrael at all. So in Chutzlar, you're allowed to do everything. You're allowed to sell everything. You're allowed to sell karka, and you're allowed to sell sadas. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. And walk it's very far. I mean, we don't have Shmuel. Halach Rabbi Yossi, Pasach Rabbi Yossi. Om Rabbi Yossi, uvavach lo yaseh shchuna. You should not sell three houses to a goy. Now, what's this going on? So Pasach is going on Eretz Yisrael that we said you're allowed to rent. So he says you shouldn't rent three karka. Pasach Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to rent in Eretz Yisrael. You shouldn't rent three houses in a row. And the reason is, Tosfos says, Sakana. Sakana says to have three goyim in a row. But the if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Kufnun Aleph, Siv Test, the Shach they learn is going even on Chutz La'aretz. You can't sell three houses in a row to a goy in Chutz La'aretz. And again, Al Sakana. Freit the Gemara, even if I sell one house, why am I Chayshish? First Gemara, Vakam Shchuna, Tana, in Shchuna, Pchus, Shchuna is three people. Freit the Gemara, even if I sell one house, When I sell them one big property or one big house, maybe the subdivided to three houses. Why we're worried? He'll turn to three houses, even one house. Why are you worried to three houses? That's a very normal thing. If you live in certain places with that very easy zoning laws, you can subdivide it to three. So why are you worried about that? Which means that here, obviously, don't do it with neighbor. What it means is, which Tosfos is bothered by, what it means is that you're worried about something direct, something that indirect, that he'll make it to three, that already not chayshu already so much. It's a borrowed sprach, like Baram Rashi really is asking this question. He says, Kuloimar, Lekuli Hai Lekashin. What does that mean? You're not chayshu so far. And you have to know, how do you sell? A guy makes development, he sells 3 hours in a goy. So it means, it means only in a Jewish neighborhood where you're worried about sakana. If it's in a goyish neighborhood, so there's no problem selling three houses. But in a Jewish neighborhood, this would have a little pshat that you should not sell three things in a row. That's what comes out from this Gemara, and that's the explanation in our Mishnah.